Folks, there are news item. I think I talked about last time that Anwar Maqsood had been beaten up by ISI goons, and although that beating is probably not that serious, more like a verbal and could be some slaps, but yesterday I saw a video where he was supposedly cooking a biryani, which doesn't look like cooking because it was just kind of clean part where he was turning the biryani inside. So he probably was trying to cover up the humiliation he got from these bastards. And in one of his statements, because he tells the truth as it is, in one of the statements he said that Pakistanis fear the army more than the enemy, and that is so true, because no Pakistani fears whether it's India or whether it is Allah Miyan or whether it is Muhammad Miyan or whatever bullshit this religion has, but they fear the army because the army can harass, can attack, can kidnap, and can take them away for months and in some cases for years without anybody knowing where their loved ones are. I mean, these are such a big crook and killers that it's unbelievable that they are called as Pakistan Army, because they are Pakistani bastards, they are Pakistani killers, and they are killers very rightfully so, because they created every killer in the country. They created every terrorist in the country. And they controlled them, and they used to direct them where to put bombs, where to blast it, whether it's India, Kashmir, or even in Pakistan. I mean, there was a strong likelihood, and there were some rumors as well, that starting from Ziaul Haq, when he bombed the Ojri camp, which was supposed to have some armament for terrorists, and when it blew it up to cover up some money bungling, probably he was involved in that blackmailing or smuggling, and then they blew up the whole camp, and I believe hundreds of people died. And at that time the famous Indian actor Dilip Kumar, who was born in Peshawar, was visiting Pakistan, and then people were saying, oh, maybe this India sent Dilip Kumar to do this. This ISI goons and this mullah attached to them are so bad in nature that they will say anything. Now, Dilip Kumar was definitely one of the best and most respected in India. I mean, given his status of God, because in Indian ideology, the people who do great, they are called God. God not in the real sense, but the shadow of God. That means they are doing godly work. I mean, I saw one marriage ceremony, Ambani family, which is the richest in India, and I saw the respect they gave to Muslim actors like Shah Rukh Khan, Amir Khan, Salman Khan, how they embraced them, how they thanked them, and how they enjoyed their presence. I mean, the Pakistani ISI and journals will spread so many wrong, baseless rumors about India that people would think, oh, India is bad. I mean, they used to do like that even like few years ago, until Imran Khan, he exposed them totally naked and showed their real face to the world and to Pakistanis. And today, Pakistanis, 99.9% hate these journals. They cannot dare to come in public in their stupid dress, and if they come, they will be pelted with tomatoes and eggs, and it is a fact that not only they but their family future is now doomed for good. Their families will be hiding themselves, will not tell anybody my father was Asim Munir or Bajwa, because the people will look at them, laugh at them, and if they get the chance, they will beat the hell out of them. Because they know that every evil in Pakistan, everything bad in Pakistan, every destruction Pakistan is facing today is because of these gang of bastards who have no idea what humanity is, who have no self-respect, who don't respect any woman in Pakistan. And this is from the rank of major and up. It is amazing that we have an army where 90% of its officers are busy kidnapping, killing, beating, harassing, humiliating their own countrymen. And they are peeing in the pants because they think that Pakistan can only be alive if America is happy. These stupid don't know that America is not in the business of destroying the country. And Pakistan, in fact, has no enemy except the military gang, because they have looted and they have destroyed them economically, emotionally, socially, and even in the eyes of the world. Starting from Zia-ul Haq, it started from Ayub Khan and then Yahya Khan, and then we saw the country split in two. The Bengalis, they kicked their behind, and 93,000 of them were lost their pants. And then they liberated themselves, and today they are doing much, much better than Pakistan. Their GDP is almost 6-7 times than Pakistan. Their value of currency is 3 times than Pakistan. And they are respected all over the world. While these bastards, and I'm saying in real sense, because I don't think they are the sons of their father. They are illegitimate offsprings. Otherwise, they will not be so much bloody minded. And from day one, they tell their officers, these civilians are bloody civilians, and they are anti-Pakistan, and we have to save Pakistan, and we can do whatever we like, this is our country, Allah gave us this country, and all that nonsense. And then they say, oh, Pakistan was created for Islam, which is totally baseless and a stupid claim, because Pakistan has nothing to do with Islam. But anyway, from the rank of major and up, these people, they are only doing corruption, they are only destroying the country, and they are only harassing the nation and corrupting to a limit that every kid of theirs studies in overseas, they have overseas nationalities, and they hope that when they will retire, they will live there respectfully. Little they know that they and their family will be humiliated for eternity. And their name nobody will know, because very soon the Pakistan will be history, and then we will see that these people will be running and trying to save their ass, but it will be impossible. Because the Pakistani people, wherever they are, they will chase them, they will curse them, and they will pelt eggs and tomatoes on them, or at least protest against them. Show the world that this is the boy whose father, Asim Munir, destroyed the country. Now, there's a strong likelihood that in the next maybe month or so, they might be able to kill Imran Khan, because they will think that Imran Khan is the reason why they have been exposed and been made naked. So they definitely
being a low IQ and low mind, they may end up killing him. But that doesn't matter. Even if Imran Khan is alive, the country cannot be alive. It is impossible for this country to survive because the world has lost every hope. They may have some worry about the nukes, but the nukes will be useless. Once we have a big turmoil in the country and we know that they lack spare parts, they lack technology, they lack the will to maintain that armament, which is again a useless armament, because the nukes will not save Pakistan. Nukes are only a burden, and one reason of its bankruptcy is because that instead of making peace with India and peace with other countries and live under the international norms, under UN Charter, they did everything bad for the world. The world has seen how they created terrorists, how they created terrorist mind, how they molested little kids and make them brain dead, teaching them Quran and Sunnah and all that nonsense, that when you die for us, you're gonna go to heaven and will get free woman with big-breasted Arab huris and all that stupidity. And thousands of these kids, I mean, they lost their future. They lost their hope. Their parents were really are still crying today that what happened to our kids? We raised them to be good human beings. Instead, they either died in a one war or died in Kashmir drama or died in the hand of Pakistan army. Because after 9/11, these terrorists, they totally went berserk, and they say, oh, how come you were telling us that we are the Mujahid of Islam and we are the lions of Allah and we are all that nonsense, and now you are telling us that no, we cannot continue to do this because America has known for fact what we have been doing for more than 30-40 years, particularly after Afghan conflict. I mean, I put the blame squarely on America as well, because after when the Russians pulled out of Afghanistan, the American intellectuals were telling the government to stay there and stabilize the country. Put some money in the education, I mean, the sense, something like a couple of $100 million to set up a school, to set up government. But the Americans were so stupid at that time that they say, okay, no, we already humiliated Russia, now we don't want to waste any more money. But what happened, that Osama bin Laden went there, took over the country in about like $100 million, which he gave to Mullah Omar and other goons, and then the 9/11 happened. And then the 9/11 loss plus more than 4,000 billion, almost $4 trillion wasted in Iraq war and Afghan war and all that useless things. I mean, the Arabs got benefit, Saudis became richer, while 15 out of 19 hijackers or the people who attacked World Trade Center were Saudis. But they played smart and they made more money with expensive oil and all that. And while America lost almost $4 trillion in this stupid war, which was not necessary. I mean, I believe Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney were responsible for this machoism of America after 9/11. If we had a smarter people or a smart advisor to President Bush, who in all sincerity believed them, because he was one of the best and we could have just bombed the Afghanistan to hell. We could have given few $100 million to Pakistani ISI who will sell their mother for money, and got him killed or kidnapped, and that way we could have eliminated every terrorist involved in 9/11 and later incident. Because 9/11 basically happened because of the lack of homeland security in America. I mean, there were more than 8 to 10 indications of these terrorists known to FBI, known to CIA, that these people are questionable, but they were allowed to come in and roam freely. Even the place where they got training to fly the plane, the instructor over there reported to the law enforcement that these people are only asking to train them how to make a U-turn of a plane. I mean, this is amazing that the American government did not heed to their clear indications what their motive was. And because of the lack of cooperation between different departments, those details could not be seriously worked out. Otherwise, they could have been caught much earlier, or they could have been followed, and then this would not happen. At least they should not have the chance to fly an aeroplane, at least internal airplane. If they were flying out, that also was a serious issue, but that at least would not create 9/11 here. But there were every indication that Osama bin Laden worked with Pakistani ISI. I don't know whether it is true or not, but there were some money moved through ISI channels. And Indian intelligence agencies passed that information to Americans, but probably they were made up or not believable, that nothing was done on it. But it is a fact that Osama bin Laden is the creation of ISI. It is a fact that Osama bin Laden paid money to ISI agents. There is very strong rumor that Osama bin Laden gave many $1 million to Nawaz Sharif at that time to get some services or some support or some favors. So the point is that it is the mistake of American intelligence, failure of CIA, that they could not penetrate in that circle and could have avoided the tragedy. But after tragedy, we made another tragedy of attacking Iraq and Afghanistan and wasted over $4,000 billion, while we could have bombed both the countries to hell, and we could have got rid of even Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or any other. There was technology available where they could have been eliminated from the air or through the drone technology. But it's very unfortunate, and I hope the American government have learned the lessons. The current setup of security and check and balance is doing wonders, and we haven't seen any more terrorist attacks. And if we have a strong security, there should be no reason to worry about it. But the point is that why America does not see this Pakistani general gang, how they are molesting their own nation and blackmailing the whole world. I mean, it amazes me that American administration, American intelligentsia is so stupid that they are believing these low IQ, third class, inter-pass Pakistani generals and are doing nothing. I mean, the history is definitely going to ask this question from American administration, and the blame of it will come also on Biden. Because when Pakistan go up in flame, it definitely American administration and CIA will take some part of it. But the main point which I have been insisting every time is that why the America has to let 230 million innocent Pakistanis suffer? Why this has to happen? Why they could not work with Pakistani people, Pakistani civilians, and try to save that country and not get destroyed? Because Pakistan's destruction will create a big turmoil in the area. When it divides into three or four countries, then the world will not be safer. There will be more miscreants. And I'm sure the reminiscent of these Pakistani generals and these officers is going to be creating more terrorists in future. Because the they and Pakistani mullahs and Arabs are going to make sure that the civilized world has a constant threat from what they call it Islamic terrorists. Because when the country is totally disintegrated, only the terrorists will take advantage. Only the mullahs will take advantage. Only the killers and corrupt will take advantage. This could have been avoided. I mean, this place, the Southeast Asia, could have been a better place if America was not supporting this Interpol gang or was not making very stupid demand that you are a slave and you should stay as a slave. I mean, it's amazing that India was buying oil from Russia, the US was keeping quiet and looking at the other way. When Pakistan want to buy oil from Asia, they change the government. Really? I mean, this is how the Americans are running this world. We have no hope then. I mean, this is going to happen on a bigger scale in this world. We already have an issue of Middle East, unnecessary issue, which could have been avoided if CIA was playing smart and they had their agents in Hamas who could have told Israel in advance that Hamas terrorists are going to attack in broad daylight and take hundreds of Israelis as hostage. It could have been avoided. It proves that American intelligence is not doing its job. It's not doing what they are supposed to do. And they are spending billions of dollars on this Palestinians and Hamas and all those gangsters, which do not deserve a country. So wherever the issue is, the America has to support the people, not the terrorist leaders, not gang of military generals. This is enough. This is not Cold War. You don't need terrorists to support you. Civilians, if you work with them, they will be your best friend. They will do whatever necessary to help you. And in most cases, America does not need anybody's help. America generally gets involved when there is a trouble. Otherwise, they are having fun. And they should. I mean, they are not supposed to make everything correct in this world while the people or the countries, they give a damn. I mean, look what we did in Iraq. We had four or five elections. We had an independent judiciary. We created a legislature. We created rule of law. We give them billions of dollars investment. Even they were getting free oil. But what happened? When the Bush went there, they throw shoe on him instead of appreciating. So these Arabs, they are thankless nation. You don't need to do anything. Let them go to hell, because they are so used to living in hell since last 1500 years or even thousands of years. They will never learn. So there is no need to waste money, time, and the valuable American life on these stupid nations. Let them do what they want to do as long as the threat does not come to civilized world or does not come to American shore, which they cannot, because America has a natural boundary and natural safeguard. All they need to do is check the people coming in through by air and by sea, and that's it. A strong homeland security system is good enough. But something need to be done for this poor country called Pakistan. This is going up in flame and the American administration is sleeping. That's bad. Think about it. God bless.